people did not recognize the seriousness of the problem. People did not recognize how many young people had emotional and behavioral disorders.
Dr. Robert Friedman is professor emeritus in the Department of Children and Family Studies at the University of South Florida. When he began his career as a clinical psychologist and professor in the late 60s, he said there wasn't much research on mental health care for children and young adults. When kids got into trouble, the parents were seen as the cause.
Sometimes through a combination of biological and neurological and environmental factors, traumas that occurred, kids need special help, and that the families are the resource to help us to work with professionals in addressing those problems and not the cause and not the blame.
Christina Kochler Young is a child advocate and one of the original board members for the conference.
We started out not knowing if we'd have 25 people come. We didn't have young, darling people like you are, so young and energetic, coming to be researchers. So we looked out and said, where are we going to get the people that will say, where are these kids? What works? What doesn't work? What can we do? What kind of programs can we put in place that are ethical, that will tell us how to help these children that are having depression problems, having bipolar problems, autism, whatever it might be, how can we work with those kids?
The annual Children's Mental Health Research and Policy Conference was born, and because of Friedman and Tampa's balmy spring climate, the University of South Florida has served as its host ever since. Again, Dr. Friedman.
One of the things that we've made progress in is helping people understand the seriousness of the problem. And we've also worked to help people understand that to solve the problem is going to require partnerships. It's going to require mental health people working with school people, working with juvenile justice people and child welfare people. And so there's been tremendous progress there.
Conference attendees came from all over the United States and several countries. Attendee Irina Vayner came the farthest and with a translator.
I'm from Russia. Novosibirsk from Russia, Siberia.
Works with children with developmental disorders between about 3 up to 12 years old. It's her first international presentation. And unfortunately, she knows English. Not perfect in English too.
Vayner's work looks at children who are considered uneducable and says that through their original methods and non-standard practical tricks that more than 76% of their clients become schoolable and teachable. Veteran educator and CEO of the Harlem Children's Zone, Jeffrey Canada, was the keynote speaker. He requested that his lecture not be recorded, and he said in his address that if a kid wasn't learning, it was because we didn't know enough. The conference continues through Wednesday, and we will continue to cover the highlights this week. You can find out more at wmnf.org/news for a link. For WMNF News, this is Dawn Morgan Elliott.